Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 1st, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. In a letter to the membership, MEC President Greg Davidovich offers the following message. 66 years ago, a number of brave women at United Airlines founded our union. Since then, AFA has been at the forefront of shaping, advancing, and negotiating for the provisions that have defined our profession. Today, that proud tradition continues. With the advocacy of our supporters, we were able to extol the virtues of our strong union and educate one another on the benefits of fighting to advance our priorities in our workplace for our flight attendant community. Today, we move forward and begin to put the representation election behind us, and we offer our sincere and heartfelt gratitude to the many dedicated AFA volunteers and supporters who cast a strong vote that will have a positive impact on our negotiations. We are the best flight attendants in the world, working for the world's biggest airline. Together, we reach out to all flight attendants, no matter how they voted, as we move forward together. The outcome of this election and the merger brings new opportunities for all of us, and we are focused on a successful conclusion to our current negotiations. We know that flight attendants are ready to be unified and become full participants in the benefits of United's merger. We look forward to returning to the negotiating table, where we will continue to aggressively pursue the priorities set by you as we stand together to leverage our collective success in the representation election to set the highest standards at the world's leading airline. Next week, the United Master Executive Council will meet to deliberate on the strategy that will avail us of the opportunity created from our win in the election. We look forward to the dynamics of our negotiations changing now that the representation election is behind us. We remain fully engaged and prepared to move forward quickly towards a successful conclusion to our Section 6 negotiations, and we expect management to make good on their promise to work towards that goal. As our flight attendant community welcomes our flying partners from Continental and Continental Micronesia into our union, our combined strength is greater than ever, and we are poised to make significant strides for all flight attendants and their families. These flight attendants are establishing their own local and master executive councils, forming committees, and with the assistance of AFA Legal, they are administering their own collective bargaining agreements that remain in full force and effect. Their AFA structure is already well underway with transitional leadership in place as they finalize preparations to begin the election process that will allow their membership to elect local council officers. AFA is conducting training and facilitating their integration into our union, and we look forward to coordinating all of our efforts to bring about the benefits of our union to all flight attendants. Together, we will do better, and creating unity will enable us to build a stronger union and allow us to build upon the success in the election into tangible results at the negotiating table. The election is behind us, and now it is time for us to move our community forward with the understanding that our solidarity will lead us to our next success. We are pleased to announce that United has agreed to continue the partnership program for another six-month period beginning August 31, 2011 and ending on March 1, 2012. A new bid of partnerships will commence on July 6, 2011. Many of our flying partners have taken advantage of the flexibility of the program and helped save the jobs of others who might have been impacted by an involuntary furlough. You must find a partner to bid with to participate in the program. If you are looking for a partner, you may use the post-trade, that's P-O-S-T-R-D, option in Unimatic. And likewise, if you are looking for a partner, you may search via trade board, that's T-R-D-B-R-D. All current partnerships will need to be rebid if you wish to participate in the program for another 6 months. For more information, including the partnership packet, dates, and deadlines for this AFA negotiated program, please see our website. Your elected local council leadership are all traveling to Las Vegas next week to attend the Summer Master Executive Council meeting, which convenes Friday, July 8th, and runs through Sunday, July 10th. The meeting will break for your elected leaders to attend the AFA Board of Directors meeting and the CWA Convention, July 11th through 14th. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.